This is episode 1556. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. When you slow down, you have the chance to connect to the best part of yourself, your best qualities. And as you get ready to settle yourself in to meditate today, you will be guided in a meditation for gratitude. This is the final episode of our 7-part series on your heart health. Heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in many industrialized, westernized countries, such as the United States, where I live. And heart disease can be alleviated by reducing your stress. As we've explored this series on heart health, you've discovered the town of Roseto in Pennsylvania, where we started off this series, talking about how researchers there wondered why, prior to the 1970s, this town did not have anyone who had died from heart attack. And there was no crime there. People were very happy. They were very interconnected with their community. And in the 1970s, when this community began to branch off into suburbs and people began to have more independence from each other and not have to rely on each other so much and distance themselves from one another, Roseto experienced its first heart attack. And very soon after, the statistics from Roseto for heart disease and cancer and other major leading killers in the world to this day had invaded Roseto as well. So the researchers determined that what kept Roseto healthy was that it was people nurturing people. And if you live in a community where you feel very nurtured, you are so fortunate. And sadly, it's so rare to see that, especially if you live in a transient type of culture. And the United States, where I live, is quite a transient population in many communities where people live halfway across the country from their families because of job and work or going to school in another community. And so this creates a separation, not only physically, but emotionally as well. We're just not able to be there physically and be present with people the way we used to be. And as a result, our health, emotionally and physically, suffers. The statistics prove it. So what you're doing right now as you get ready to meditate is so vitally important. And what it will help you to do in regard to your heart health is to, of course, reduce stress. But really, when you reduce stress, you become more mindful. You become better connected with others as well. You'll see one of the biggest changes when you begin to meditate regularly is that your relationships with others in your life improve. And as we've explored this week, we know that has everything to do with your heart health. So everything is interconnected, and meditation, you could think of it as the foundation for many of the positive qualities that you will see happening in your life as a result of your meditation ritual. So with that, I want to end this series on your heart health with gratitude. So settle yourself down and get ready to experience gratitude. Our full guided meditations are on our Sip and Om app, and you can try it for 2 weeks free. And that is a gift for you. And along with the guided meditations, you have something else that's very beneficial. These are important tools. One is a journal, and it takes you a little more deeply into each meditation series. There's a daily reflection question for each day's entry on the journal. And there's also a guide, which is like a meditation cheat sheet, and it has the different techniques we've explored throughout the whole week organized for you. So you get a guide, a journal, and you get a full half-hour meditation every single day. The journal and guide is for the week's series. You get that each week. So now you are here. This is being recorded for a Saturday's meditation. Maybe you're getting ready to enjoy your weekend. Bring to mind your community as you relax your mind and body and settle yourself down. Visualize your community where you live. Visualize your favorite places in your community. And visualize the people you see in your community. Just visualize the people whose faces come to mind. And as you visualize your community and the faces of the people you share your world with, feel your heart open and relax as you send out gratitude. If you don't feel so connected with your community, which is common, or you don't like your community, think of even one aspect that you do like about your community. Maybe you like the location. Maybe you like your home. Maybe there's a cafe down the street and you enjoy going there. Feel your heart soften and open up with gratitude. And realize that every community has a role for each person in it. What is your role in your community? It takes a lot of energy to grow a community. How do you see yourself as an integral part of where you live? Now continue meditating, feeling this gratitude within your heart for all you have and all you are. You are so worth slowing down for.